Hi, afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Sorry, may we know you? Your name, please.
I'm Patriot Abdullahi.
Patriot Abdullahi, okay. First of all, what are your expectations the next 3 years? Are they different from, you know, 1 year of President Muhammadu Buhari?
Man, that's what I cannot be able to exactly predict.
Okay,
the next 3 years.
Okay, in the next 3, what are your expectations? Like, okay, in the first year, what have you seen that you're expecting more for
man,
the next 3 years?
In this first year, there is nothing, man. Nothing has been done. All that I know that I can hear is about people that have been arrested, anti-corruption, graft, and the rest of it. That's all I know and I hear. And but in the next 3 years, I don't expect any change, as they are saying anyway.
Okay, so you're saying, okay, let's say, in what ways has President Muhammadu Buhari impacted your life in the last 1 year, in the past 1 year?
Man, in no way he has worsened my life instead, man. Because the way it is now, within the 1 year, man, what I was expecting to grab, man, I have not up to now, and I don't even know when I'm gonna grab it, because some of the people that are supposed to do some of these things that we're expecting are not even around.
You're not seeing any change,
nowhere,
nothing.
No change, nothing. Only you see scarcity of vehicles on the street. You see the people, no outcome in anything. People don't show up even for their daily exercises, mirror, especially in the park here.
Okay.
You know?
So, okay. What would you like his priority to be for you in the next 3 years so you could feel the change?
Man, if he can be able to engage youth, you understand? Not
more
only me,
youth, okay.
More engagement of the youth,
okay.
Then I will be part of the youth that will succeed in engagement, being that I am practicing as a head pro in golf,
okay.
By the lakeside here,
okay.
You know, so I will be expecting there is going to be change, either you know, physically, socially or morally,
of
you
course.
Understand, and to improve the young people to become better leaders in the future.
Okay, since you said you've not seen any positive change, are you saying there are so many disappointed? Are you disappointed the last 1 year?
Honestly, I'm disappointed in the last 1 year, because what I was expecting, even I did not get it. And what I was expecting him to do, he has not done it up till now. I only see him on Facebook, see him on media with people flying different things, and I
traveling.
Begin to like traveling about, leaving the country several times.
So you're saying
today.
You want to see him more?
That is it. That's how he's supposed to be. He's supposed to spend more time in his country, traveling outside.
But I've said, you know, traveling, you know, makes them get more things done, signing bilateral agreements and all that.
Yes, that's on invitation, based on invitation to go for any official assignment. But he now going to go and seek for any bilateral relationship with any other country, you know. I don't think that is a wise one for a president. For him to leave his country purposely to go and request. But if it were an official assignment, like some of the summit that the Africa, not only African president, but the world leaders, you know, hold, G7, G38, G5, G15, like the way Obasanjo used to go during his tenure, like that, that's a different thing. You can sign bilateral agreement and it will be welcome.
Okay, so one more last question. If there is one thing you will tell President Buhari, what will it be? One thing.
Man, I will only tell him to put more grease to his elbows, because his performance is slower than expected.
Okay, so over to you now. If there is one thing you will tell President Buhari, what will it be?
Well, I know it's not easy to rule people in such like a country like Nigeria, but to me, I will pray to God to give him more wisdom, because I know he tend to work, right? So I would just say the president should just like put in more effort to what Nigeria really expect from him. Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much.